A 13-year-old Bradford West Gwillimbury teen was charged by South Simcoe Police with aggravated assault earlier this week after a local teen was critically injured. Police were called after the victim, Munir, last name not confirmed, 13, collapsed and was taken to the hospital as a result of the injuries. Mohammed Monir, Munir's older brother, and his partner, Alexandria Stirp, have started a GoFundMe to help support the family. Last week, my little brother Munir was assaulted after school by a student from his high school, Monir wrote on the GoFundMe page. As a result of the fight, he suffered from severe trauma to the head leading to a brain hemorrhage and later a stroke when his body collapsed. Munir underwent emergency brain surgery and was in a coma for 3 days. He has bruises all over his body and is unable to properly communicate or move his body. He is also now dealing with pneumonia in his lungs as a result of the ventilator that aided him to breathe. Currently in critical condition at Sick Kids in Toronto, Munir is struggling. "It be breaks my heart to see him struggling and fighting for his life," his brother wrote. Munir is the most lively and bubbly kid who enjoys playing with his friends and making everybody around him laugh. "This tragedy has taken away his freedom and will to live as he is in critical condition and unable to do the majority of basic things most healthy people can do. With expenses high, the family is in need. The GoFundMe has raised over $10,000 so far. Unfortunately, this tragic event has imposed a lot of expenses on my family, including transportation costs daily to keep Munir company in the ICU and other unforeseen medical expenses that will appear in the future as he is in for a long road of recovery and rehab in order to gain his movement and speech back and return to his true happy life-loving self," states the GoFundMe. "We just want the best for Munir as he did nothing to deserve this pain, and as a 13-year-old child, he deserves to love life and prepare himself for his future aspirations of becoming a police officer. Anything helps and all donations are truly appreciated. Donations can be made to the GoFundMe here." The boy who was charged with aggravated assault was released to his parents pending a future court date. His name cannot be released due to provisions of the Youth Criminal Justice Act. Through the investigation, police have been made aware of a video of the fight that is circulating on social media. Police are appealing to anyone who has the video to submit it anonymously to Crime Stoppers here or call the anonymous tip line at 1-800-222-8477, tips. Anyone with information regarding this incident is asked to contact DET, Const. Andrew Smith at 905-775-3311, ext. 1043, andrew.smith@southsimcoepolice.ca, or Crimestoppers.